Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
We've heard a lot in the media about how the Darwinian pro-evolutionists won a victory in the last state school board election in Kansas. But somehow, a contrary election result in Texas did not make national news. The Texas Education Standards for Biology require students to critique scientific explanations, including hypotheses and theories, as to their strengths and weaknesses, using scientific evidence and information. State school board member Terry Leo has been fighting a valiant battle to make sure that these standards are adhered to by the textbooks used in Texas public schools. But the liberal state board of education voted down her attempt to reject biology textbooks that failed to meet the standard of showing both strengths and weaknesses of Darwinian evolution. So, Terry Leo recruited and worked for new school board candidates who could be trusted not to censor out the good science that opposes Darwinian evolution. The elections for state school board became quite a battleground as she supported new candidates and the pro-evolution faction tried to defeat Terry Leo and the other school board members who sided with her. Terry Leo's campaign has won significant victories in putting good people on the Texas State School Board. Texas evolution battles have national implications. Publishers generally produce textbooks acceptable to their biggest customers, and Texas and California are their two biggest customers. It is a boon to the entire country when the Texas State School Board exercises diligent oversight in demanding high standards of objectivity toward all scientific theories. It appears that Darwin's theory of evolution cannot stand competition and remains protected by the school system and liberal academics in much of the country. The position of conservatives like Terry Leo is, teach more, not less, evolution theory, both its strength and weaknesses, and let the fittest theory survive.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice. Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show.
And the man who says, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, I have to admit that I don't watch the same television that most folks do. I have seen Larry King. In fact, I saw him in person. I was at a meeting one time when he was a speaker. That was many, many years. He was a young guy then, but maybe I was a young guy then, too. I don't know. Anyhow, I just don't watch Larry King, but I should have watched him last night because Vicente Fox. Took me years to learn to say Vicente Fox, but he was president of Mexico for one duration, and then he is no longer president, but it was Vicente Fox that met first with, he was one of the three amigos that met. Bush and I can't even remember who was prime minister.
Paul Martin,
thank you, Jeff. They met there in Texas. It's all done right there in Texas. And they decided that they were going to have a North American Union and all that was on. Well, anyway, Vicente Fox last night, I didn't see this. I'm getting this second-handed now. But anyway, Vicente Fox was on with Larry King last night, and he confirmed all that we have been saying now for the past two or three years. He confirmed everything that was in that's been in our conversation concerning the Amero. Now here's a story I have. It's they're talking. The article is headed "Regional Currency Coming." Former Mexican President Vicente Fox confirmed the existence of a plan conceived with President Bush to create a new regional currency in the Americas. In an interview last night on CNN's Larry King Live, "I would like to know how you feel about having a Latin American Latin America united with one currency," a caller called in and asked this. Fox answered, "He and President Bush agreed to pursue the Free Trade Agreement of the Americas, a free trade zone extending throughout the Western Hemisphere. Part of the plan was to institute eventually a regional currency." King apparently was startled by this, so says the writer of this article, who had watched the program and said that Fox's revelation of the currency. He was startled by Fox's revelation of the currency And he said, it's going to be like the, is it going to be like the euro dollar? That's what King asked Fox. Well, that would be long, long term, Fox said. Fox noted that the FTAA plan, and we've discussed this over and over and over again, the FTAA, that would be the Free Trade of the Americas, had been thwarted by Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela. Okay, we've mentioned that before, that Hugo Chavez, and I don't know what kind of a dictator he is, I don't know the man, and I know he says bad things about us, but he got the FTAA stopped, so I give him a little star in his crown for that. Anyway, is it a star in the crown or a feather in your cap? That would probably be more in line with the good deed that he did. Anyway, everything was running fluently. Here's what Fox is saying about Hugo. Everything was running fluently until Hugo Chavez came. Fox said he decided to combat the idea and destroy the idea. Fox explained that he and Bush intended to proceed incrementally, establishing the FTAA as an economic agreement first and waiting to create an Amero-type currency later, a plan he also suggested was in place for NAFTA itself. Now, I can't believe that he... I don't know. I'm surprised that he came on CNN with these comments. Then the writer of this article throws in a few more little tidbits here. Bankintroductions.com is a Canadian company that specializes in global banking strategies and current currency consulting. And they're advising their clients at the Amero may be the currency of North America within 10 years. The Council on Foreign Relations, and we know how the Council on Foreign Relations believes this, because they're the ones that are really behind this North American Union. But they have an economist there named Ben Steele, S-T-E-I-L, I guess it'd be Steele. Anyway, he asserts that the dollar is only a temporary currency. Countries should abandon monetary nationalism, moving to adopt regional currencies on the road to a global one-world currency. Now, this is coming from the CFR. But anyway, I thought that was interesting that Vicente Fox was on Larry King Live last night, and he said these things, which it'll be interesting, and I won't have time to listen, but it'll be interesting to see if he's mentioned on some of the other talk shows that say, oh, this is just all a hoax, it's all a myth. Come on, they're not going to do anything like that. This is America, it can't happen, and blah, blah, blah. We'll just see what happens, because these people are plumb serious about creating a North American Union. And it'd be interesting. Wonder if Jerome Carsey saw that last night. I have no idea. But we should have called Jerome this morning. I don't think about things I ought to be doing when it's time that I should be doing them.
What do you think about?
Different things, you know, and I'm like our good old father of this company that helped us put it together back years ago. I said, B.A., what are you thinking about? He said, sometimes I'm not thinking about nothing, and sometimes I just think, damn it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
And we have returned. Now, if you have had on a radio or a TV or looked at a newspaper over the past several weeks, you know about the hamburger recall. Topps Meat Company is in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And they've been in business for 67 years. That's been a while. They were involved in this hamburger recall. And the company voluntarily recalled about 300,000 pounds of frozen meat patties, beef patties, on September the 25th because the USDA concerns about contamination with E. coli. On September the 29th, the recall was expanded to 21.7 million pounds. Okay? According to the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service, there are currently 25 illnesses under investigation in Connecticut, Florida, Indiana, Maine, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Now, here's the interesting thing about all of this. As I said, Topps has been in the hamburger business for 67 years. By hamburger, I mean you've been in the meat business that long. Every one of those meat patties that went out in this recall were inspected by a government inspector, not a state government inspector, but by the United States Department of Agriculture. Who pays for the inspection? Topps Meat Company. In other words, if you're slaughtering or processing meat, you have to pay for the government inspector to be there, and they're supposed to inspect every patty that goes out, right? So who's at fault here? Is it Topps that's at fault? Or is it the United States Department of Agriculture Meat Inspection Service? They said it was all right. They were trained by the federal government, so you know they got to be smart folks. Topps paid to have them in their facilities to inspect and stamp every unit of grind. So apparently the USDA is the one that failed to properly inspect the product. But now Topps is out of business. They closed their doors last Friday. They're broke. Anyhow, in 1 week, chief operating officer of Topps said, in 1 week, we have gone from the largest U.S. manufacturer of frozen USDA-inspected hamburgers to a company that cannot overcome the economic reality of a recall. We sincerely regret the impact this will have on our employees. Most of all, we regret that our USDA-inspected products have been linked by USDA health agencies in recent reported illnesses. And he goes on. But, hey, they paid this guy to come in and inspect his stuff. And apparently they didn't do it, and the company is the one that went broke. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And we have returned. I was talking about Topps Meat Company. They're in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Been in business since 1940. They should know what they're doing by now. And they pay the United States Department of Agriculture to put a meat inspector in their facilities. That meat inspector is supposed to know if there's anything wrong with the meat, right? Now, they first recalled about 300,000 pounds of frozen beef patties. But then The government, the same government that puts this inspector in the plant, made them recall another 21.7 million pounds. And it put them out of business. Since 1940, they've been in business, and this broke them. And you see, it looks to me like it's not their fault. Isn't that what they pay that inspector to do? Shouldn't that inspector have caught that in a plant that big? There's no doubt more than one inspector, too. Wouldn't those inspectors, shouldn't they have caught that problem at the plant? Now, the company is out of business. They've been in business since 1940. They have to lay off all their employees. And the government that should have stopped it at the plant goes right on down the road merrily. No problems. Do you think that plant inspector is going to get fired or even get their little hands slapped because they allowed this to happen? I look at it strictly as the inspector's fault. That's what you pay the inspector to do, was to make sure something like this was not going to happen. They stood there blindly, I guess, and let it happen. Now, do we need beef inspection? Do we need meat inspection? You say, you bet we need it. Well, we don't need that kind. Wouldn't state inspection be just as good or maybe better? I don't know. In Japan, the people are getting very, very concerned about all of the food that comes into Japan from China. And it's happening here in the United States. We've had all of these problems with spinach and all these different fruits and vegetables that have been coming from China. And Japan, they say the sales of Chinese-grown produce are one-tenth of what they were just 5 years ago. In other words, it looks like, hey, they're not buying very much from China anymore. Now, here's something we've had on the books in our laws for, I think it's 6 or 7 years, was COOL, C-O-O-L, that is the country of origin labeling. We as consumers want to know where our food comes from. And there's a good possibility that some of that beef that this company, Tops, was handling came from some other country. We get beef in here from like 20-some other countries. But again, no matter where it came from, it's the plant inspector that should have caught this problem. Okay, now in Japan, like I said, we've had this on the books all these years on country of origin labeling, and it's never happened. The major meat packers won't allow it to happen. They buy off the politicians, so it's never happened. We don't know where our beef comes from. When you go to the store, and I get disgusted every time I pay, and my wife brings all these fruits and vegetables and things home, every little banana has a label on it. Every little plum has a label on it. Yet the meat inspector or the meat company say, oh, it would be too much trouble to put a sticker on a package of beef. They don't want you to know where that meat's coming from. That's what it's all about. They try to keep the American consumer in the dark. Well, in Japan, they not only want you to know where their food comes from, they say that as consumers in Japan, we embrace pricier Japanese products. The sense of security in domestic fruit and vegetables is enhanced by the store's practice of, get this, posting the names, addresses, and photos of local farmers who grow the produce. In other words, when you pick up a peach or a plum or a pear, right there is the guy's name, address, and phone number and his picture. All right? And this one 38-year-old homemaker says, I prefer the farmer's faces. Buying Chinese is like gambling with my family's health. What do you suppose Walmart would do if they had to put pictures of the people that grew the produce on their products.
I think they would falsify the pictures.
And you know, they got little copying machines and stuff in the Walmart stores. They tell me that they can do that. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll be back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose Wednesday on bargain hunting as the dollar fell and oil hovered near $80. Gold closed in New York up $3.10 to $739.80. Silver rose 11 cents to $13.54. If deciding to buy gold feels at all hard today, it might suggest the top of this market remains a long way off yet. Mainstream consensus is still opposed to gold. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646, that's 800-BUY-COIN, for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN today.
What's the best TV deal these days? You won't believe it. Affinity 4, an authorized DirecTV dealer, has the best DirecTV offer ever. Many of us love watching football with our families and friends. And now with Affinity 4, they offer the NFL Sunday ticket package only from DirecTV. And best of all, you'll still get your favorite Christian TV stations, and you can support the Derry Brownfield Show by purchasing the package. So get a great deal and feel good about TV in your home today by calling 800-311-2648 for DirecTV's NFL Sunday ticket. Enjoy great TV and great football fun by calling 1-800-311-2648 today. Offer ends October 31st, 2007. Eligibility based on service address. Available on approved credit. Credit card required. New customers only. Lease required. Activation of Premier Package requires the purchase of NFL Sunday ticket in 4 monthly payments of $69.99. Hardware available separately. Blackout restrictions and other conditions apply. Call for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children, and for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom14.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom14.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 14.com. Freedom14.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show.
And the man who says the problem with the gene pool is that there's no lifeguard.
Derry Brownfield.
And we're back. One more comment concerning this food health thing. Senator Tom, and just to show you how the government operates, Senator Tom Harkin, back in the year 2002, when they wrote the 2002 Farm Bill, he put a mandate in there that we needed a presidential commission on food safety in the Senate version of the 2007 Farm Bill. It was included in the in the 2002 Farm Bill. He got it in there. Did you ever hear anything of it? No, never happened. It was in the Farm Bill. It's law. But it was never constituted or allowed to meet. They did the same thing in the state of Missouri back, 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago. I was on the Missouri Horse and Mule Council, and we got a bill passed to have horse racing in the state of Missouri. Did you ever come to Missouri horse race? No. Can't happen. Although the law says it should happen. Never happened. So the government just does whatever it wants to do. It doesn't have to be the federal government. It can be the state government. It can be the county government. It doesn't make any difference what government. The people, you know, it's the old golden rule. He who has the gold makes the rules. They don't care about the law. Anyway, they have the same mandate for a food safety commission now in this 2007 Farm Bill. But if they get it, do you think it'll happen? No, not as long as the multinational corporations are running the shows, because they don't want that. They want to bring in this junk stuff from foreign countries and feed it to us, and the American people go ahead and buy it and eat it. We're going to take a break. Let's go to the telephones. Well, let's go to Carlton. Hi, Carlton. You're on the air.
Hey, Derry Brownfield, you and I were on a committee together years ago in Jeff City.
On a committee?
Yes, sir. The governor's advisory on agriculture and all that. I used to grow peaches down here in Southeast Missouri.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. No, I wonder when we're going to start irradiating our meat, that should solve a lot of this E. coli problem. They do it in Europe and have for years. It's safe, but over here, you know, anything you tell radiation, people throw up the arm and run backwards.
You know, I don't know. I don't know enough about radiation. I hear both sides of the story. Now, you don't radiate peaches, do you?
Oh, no.
No, they'd shrink. No. They'd disappear.
But we've had such a problem with this E. coli thing. My son's a federal inspector, and there's no way that they can inspect every piece of meat, you know.
No, but they can inspect every batch.
Yes, that's true. But it's just impossible thing to check every piece. But irradiation has been proven to be safe, and it would take care of the E. coli problem and also some other problems.
Well, you know, all they have to do is fry that hamburger.
Pardon now?
I say all they have to do is fry that hamburger. If they cook it, it's going to take care
Sure, if they cook it well, you know. But a lot of people want it very rare, and that's where the problem comes in.
But what's the peach deal in, are you still at down at Campbell area?
I'm down the area. I'm not in the business anymore. I'm semi-retired, but the April freeze wiped out everything this year down here.
That's what I thought. There are no peaches, or there were no peaches, were there?
No.
You know, it's kind of funny, and you'll appreciate this, but we have a cherry tree in our backyard that is blooming. Did you ever hear of a fruit tree blooming in October?
Well, something crossed Mother Nature up, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. It got so hot and dry, I think the thing went dormant.
That's probably true.
The leaves came off of it, and I thought it was dead, and now it thinks it's spring because we got a little old shower, and it's starting to bloom again. Hey, Carlton, thanks for the call.
Okay, Derry. Wish you the best.
Thanks a million. Let's go to Jerry in New Mexico. Hi, Jerry. You're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Brown?
Okay. We're fine.
Your volume dropped real low when you clicked in, but I'd like to address Mr. Neuendorf's problem that he had yesterday. I was not able to call in. Is that suitable?
Well, sure. Go ahead. No, let's tell our listeners who Mr. Neuendorf is. He is the gentleman in Michigan that was not going to let the Michigan State Department of Agriculture TB test his cows and put the RFID tags in their ears. And they did it anyway. So now go on with your story.
Yes, sir. I'm in Lincoln County, New Mexico, and I don't think we'd have that problem here, but I have a solution for it, for one, a partial solution in this case, in our case here. I've had my property posted for many years in a unique manner. It subjects anybody that trespasses on my property without my permission to a land use fee, and it's a very excessive land use fee. And it also gives me a lien upon their personal property and whatever they bring on the property. And there's a procedure that you go through to actually do that with your county commissioner or your local people, whatever you do. It's kind of a long-winded thing, but it actually works. Our county attorney said that after I'd read it into the minutes and everything of one of our meetings, that for one thing, he's not coming out here. But the other solution to it is, and I raise goats, and if I was going to be forced into having an injection of a anything, any sort, into my animals and have them ID tagged with a RFID tag, I would notify them, of course, of the trespass, and then I would also have the sheriff's department there, because that's a key to everything, is having your sheriff, local sheriff there. And then whenever they actually inject and tag the animal, you take out your gun and you shoot it.
You know, I told GB that yesterday. I didn't say it on the air, but I said if I had been him, I'd have let him. You know, you got to let them do it. And I said, as soon as they tagged that first cow, I'd have put a bullet right between her eyes. She'd have dropped in the chute, and they'd have had a number one problem getting her out of the chute. It's hard to get a dead cow out of a chute. But
oh, absolutely. And then the other thing is, you say, okay, that is now your animal, and here's the fee for it, and get it off of my property.
Well, I don't know, but it would have been. I would have certainly shot the cow.
Oh, definitely. And I said, next. You know, it depends on your attitude. It depends on.
Well, you've got to be sensible about it.
Well, yeah, and I would be willing to down all of mine if they're going to force them.
Well, I would too, but to hear this guy, probably the bank probably owns the cattle. You don't know. He only had 20 head. But that's exactly you and I think exactly in the same lines. When the first tag went in, I'd have put her down. She'd have been in the chute, and it had been their problem to get her out. It was their chute.
Oh, yeah.
And from there, you know, I'd say, look, I got as many bullets as you've got tags.
Absolutely. I think we think exactly alike.
Hey, I'll tell you what, come back on Monday with this same comment, because GB's going to be with us again on Monday.
I'll certainly try and do that, sir.
Okay.
And thank you much for what you're doing.
All right, thank you. Let's... just to show you, this is almost a situation.
So really, in that situation, instead of saying shoot, shovel, and shut up, you could just shoot, sit down, and stand by.
Yeah.
Shoot, shut up, and sit down.
It would be so interesting to see what would have happened. And you'd had to explain to the sheriff ahead of time. Now, here's what, because when you pull that gun out, all these people are going to go as ballistic, see? I mean.
Chances are a majority of them are probably coming armed.
Well, I don't know. The sheriff would not let the police there. But I would have told the sheriff what I was going to do. So he wouldn't, you know, he said, just be calm, boys. The cattle are his. He has every right in the world to destroy that cow in a humane manner. Probably not going to, she's not going to feel a thing. It's not going to hurt her as much as you guys did sticking a needle in her.
And my guess is that would be the first and last one that they did that to.
I think it would have stopped it. I really, truly, 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 truly believe that. But, you know, I have no idea. But the sheriff was on his side. He had a good sheriff, because he told the highway patrol they're not welcome, and they stayed off property. Are we taking a... Yeah, I hear music. Let's take another break. When we come back... I don't know if this story has made the national news or not. I haven't had television or radio on for 2 days. We've had company. But in case you haven't already heard this, it's almost unbelievable. Stay tuned.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Then we have returned very, very quickly here. I've got a couple of people that have asked questions, and then I'll get to this other comment in just a moment or two. One caller, and I'm not going to take the call particularly, but I'll answer his question. He said, why don't they just remove the chip after they put it in there? And I have not seen the Michigan bill. If that was in Texas, I think they had like a $10,000 fine for removing the chip. There's no fine, I'm sure, for shooting your own cow. Now, let's go back very quickly to Stan in Minnesota. Hi, Stan.
Oh, hi, Derry. Thank you so much for taking my call. I was going to call the other day, but I thought my subject would have been a little bit extreme because it's
okay,
about...
let's go very quickly because we've got a lot to cover here. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Buddy Jim had a bunch of Charlie cattle back in 82, 83 when they were confiscating farms and cattle. And they drove into his yard, the sheriff, and they had 3 cattle trucks. And they were going to take his Charlies, which he said he had deeded to someone else. But he said, if you really want them, let me go get my rifle because I'm going to start shooting them. You can only take the dead ones. And they left.
Really?
Yes.
same situation. It would have happened yesterday. Yep. I will assure you that guy would have put a bullet in that cow's brain, and anybody that's ever shot a cow or a horse or a big animal like that, they just drop like you drop a brick. I mean, they never know what hit them.
Well, Jim didn't have to shoot any because they believed him.
Yeah, okay. Hey, thanks for the call. Now, let me tell you what happened, I guess, yesterday. I don't know. I haven't followed up on this story. It was to happen yesterday at the Supreme Court. They were going to hear this case in which the Bush administration is seeking to overturn the death penalty of a convicted rapist murderer because the International Court of Justice said that he's a Mexican and he was not allowed to call a Mexican attorney. His name is Joe Medellin. He confessed in 1993 to participating in the rape and murder of two Houston teenagers, Jennifer Ertman and Elizabeth Pena, P-E-N-A. They were sodomized and strangled with their own shoelaces. He then bragged about keeping one of the girls' Mickey Mouse watch as a souvenir so he'd remember all this. He and four others were convicted of capital murder and sent to Texas death row. A juvenile court sentenced his younger brother, who was only 14 at the time, to 40 years in prison. The intervention in the case by the Bush administration comes after the International Court of Justice has found this guy was not informed of his right to contact the Mexican consulate for legal assistance. Are you with me on this? Now, Bush is backing this guy. It's a violation of the 1963 treaty known as the Vienna Convention. In the court case, it's him versus Texas. It's going to be argued Wednesday. That was yesterday, and could determine the fate of him and 50 other Mexican killers on death row in the United States. Now, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Hi, Jeff Thomas here, producer for the Derry Brownfield Show. Before I came to work for Derry, I lived and worked in Trenton, Missouri, home of the only Missouri Day Festival in the state. And you're invited to the 23rd annual Missouri Day Festival this October 20th and 21st. My favorite part of the Missouri Day Festival is the marching bands! Where else can you go and see a parade and over 30 high school marching bands in one place? Not only that, but there's over 200 craft and food vendors, a car show, a flea market, a baby show, historical tours, dances for young and old, great food, great fun, and admission is free. Trenton, Missouri is located on highways 6 and 65, about 90 miles northeast of Kansas City, 100 miles south of Des Moines. The parade starts at 8:30 Saturday morning, October 20th. The festival's on the North Central Missouri Fairgrounds. For more information, go to TrentonMoChamber.com or call 660-359-4324.
And we're in the home stretch, ladies and gentlemen. The Supreme Court, and again, I didn't do my homework. We should have checked to see if anything came out of that yesterday, and it's too late to mess with it now, Jeff. We won't worry about it. It's not so much what they did yesterday, but the fact that when we sign these treaties, then they become our law. Now, here they tell us, this article, it's a World Net Daily article, so I put my faith in it, that there are at least 50 of these murderers from Mexico on death row at the present time. I believe it said they told how many were in Texas, but there's several of them are in Texas. Now, they did not, the International Court of Justice is what got involved in this thing. They say that because these Mexicans did not have an opportunity to go to the Mexican consulate for counseling on this thing, then they can be released. And Bush is backing this thing. He says, oh, we signed that treaty, we've got to do it. Well, first of all, George Washington told us in his farewell speech to not sign entanglements with other nations. Well, now, these are entanglements, people. But anyway, it looks like the Bush administration is siding with the guy, his name is Medellin, I think, the way you'd pronounce it, and Mexico. They will try to convince the justices that the Texas court is undermining the president's efforts to conduct foreign policy. Is it foreign policy to turn convicted murderers and rapists loose? The International Court of Justice, it's what we call the World Court. The World Court is in the United Nations top court for resolving international disputes. This guy comes up here, he kills two girls after he rapes them, he strangles them with their own shoestrings, and this is an international dispute? The court ruled in Mexico's favor, the World Court now ruled in Mexico's favor, and ordered the United States to reconsider the Mexican inmates' murder conviction and death sentences. Bush said, well, he disagrees with this, but he said he will comply, and he ordered the courts of Texas and elsewhere to review the cases. Last November, and it was an all-Republican Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, balked at the president's order, saying Bush had overstepped his authority. Well, I say he's overstepped his authority. But anyway, the Texas court said it's the judicial branch, not the White House, that should decide how to resolve the Mexican cases. It looks to me like they pretty much resolved them when they put the guys on death row. It also said that Medellin wasn't entitled to a new hearing because he failed to complain at his original trial about any violation of his consular rights and had therefore waived them. Anyhow, the guy appealed again to the U.S. Supreme Court, which announced last May that it would hear the case. Anyway, it's just hard to believe what our justice system has turned into. On a lighter note, this cabbie, I believe he's in New York, but he's decorated his cab. He has stickers on the outside, decals and bobbleheads. They're all on the outside. In fact, there's not a place on this cab that doesn't have a bobblehead doll or a decal or something on it. And then on the inside, he has these little singing teddy bears and things. And he said the people really get a kick out of riding with him. They say, how could anybody be sad under these circumstances? But the department rules that prohibit cabbies from decorating their cabs. And anyway, they tell him he's not going to be able to be a cabbie as long as he has a fun cab to ride in. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails. Happy trails to you.
with